his kick before. It's all done. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous from the Knights.
And the mighty Newcastle Knights, they're back at home this weekend. Sunday, 4:05 is the kickoff at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's do or die for the Knights. We've got only a few games left of the 2024 season, so it's a chase to get into the top eight. And joining us on the line is Thomas Cant. Hey, mate, how are ya?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Mate, fantastic. Now, let's start with the unfortunate loss to Penrith on Sunday. How is everyone holding up? Everyone going all right?
Yep, everyone's going good, mate. Bounced out of that unfortunate loss pretty good, but everyone's pretty ready to roll into this weekend.
Beautiful. And you had a massive one on Sunday. You played, what, two different games?
Yeah, played New South Wales Cup prior to NRL and then backed up into NRL once Jacob went down.
And how's the body feeling?
I was pretty sore on
Monday.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah.
Definitely.
But, Pulled up pretty good now.
Tom, what's the recovery like in between such close games like that?
Depending on which day the game falls, but we obviously played Sunday and then Monday we're off and then we had a big recovery and review day yesterday and then back at it today, preparation for this weekend.
Are you getting in the pool as well to try and like cool those muscles down and, you know, get some stretching in and all that?
Yeah, plenty of pool and sauna and ice baths and all good treatment. So, no, we're pretty lucky to have a night.
Now, obviously, being a local boy, you're from Maitland, right, originally?
Yep.
Yeah, do you get a lot of the inboxes coming up to a game? Oh, you got any spare tickets, that sort of stuff?
A couple.
yeah, he won't say.
I'm lucky to have a lot of good friends and family that come and support every week, so I'm lucky to have them to give us tickets to.
Yeah, nice. You got those friends and family tickets. You got to use them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice to have a little portion of the crowd, you know, that you see and go, you give a little nod to on the way past.
Chanting your name and everything. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
100%.
Well, man, I'm going to put you on the spot. As a boy from East Maitland, you grew up supporting the Knights. True or false?
Yep,
of course you did. Beautiful. Yeah. Must be a
company
dream come
man.
True. Yeah, company man. Must be a dream come true to now play for the Knights, having gone through junior footy.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I ran out my first game, all I wanted to do was play for the Knights, and be able to achieve that was great.
That could have been awkward, wouldn't it? You turn around and be like, "Oh, nah, supported the Broncos."
Surely not. Surely not. No, definitely not.
Not at all. So you've got a good track record for the Knights versus the Tigers. Knights have taken out the last five clashes against them. But unfortunately, a few injuries this week. Jacob Saifidi's out, Bradman Best and Aru Tuala. So the team's got a few key leadership positions out. Everyone's still in high hopes heading into this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We still want to push for the eight and make the semis. And that's our goal across the whole sport. And I'm sure we'll go out there this weekend and we'll get the job done.
And fingers crossed to a sold-out McDonald Jones Stadium, because it's a double-header clash. The NRLW Newcastle Knights are on straight afterwards at 6:10. So you'll be in the sheds, cracking a cold one, watching the girls play. How good would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky here at Newcastle. We've got probably the best fan base and membership across the whole league, so we're very lucky to have the support.
Well, good luck with it all, and we can't wait to hopefully see you come away with the win. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys.